The mask issue continues to rage in Michigan when it comes to youth and high school athletes wearing a mask. Dr. Ed Cornelia, sports doc, family physician, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, is standing by live. How you doing, Dr. K?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. Wanted to get your medical opinion on when you first heard last Thursday night, Friday, when it went down that part of that executive order from the governor's office was that mask would be required when playing, not just when you're showing up or on the sidelines, but when playing any youth or high school sport except for swimming. From a medical perspective, how do you feel about that?
Well, I was a little confused and particularly I heard the discussion with Mark just a few minutes ago too, and then regarding the other order, which kind of explicitly states that you didn't have to wear it while exercising. Certainly from a medical perspective, I don't think there's been any evidence that there's been significant transmission or any transmission of any type in gameplay scenarios. I think the tricky one, and we've talked about this before on the show, the one sport that hasn't had a lot of games yet around the country and around the world is football. Now, we're getting that out of yet, so certainly there's been a few weeks of it, but really this is that's the one sport we don't know much about. There's been lots of races and running and all sorts of stuff, baseball games, that we just don't see transmission. And so certainly, my concern, one, is it necessary? Certainly we want to operate out of abundance of caution, so I understand that. But, you know, is it necessary? And two, certainly some sports, such as running, where you're really working at a high energy rate for a long period of time, we dissipate about 15 to 20% of our heat through breathing. And if that is compromised, you know, some, the other sweating and that type of thing, but if that, some of our heat dissipation system is compromised, that can be problematic for particularly those, in running events. And so that's where I have a little concern.
You're a runner. Away from youth and high school sports, also masks need to be worn inside gyms. What's the difference between wearing a mask when you're working out at a health club compared to a kid wearing a mask when they're playing soccer?
You know, again, being indoors and outdoors is to me a huge difference. I think at one point there was a study that suggested that indoors or outdoors, they were 19 times less likely to transmit than indoors. And so we just know that the likelihood, even soccer, where they're coming together and going apart and coming together going apart. We understand that if someone is without a mask close to somebody for 10 minutes or longer and they have COVID, that can be a problem. But again, in the sports, you're not standing next to somebody for 10 minutes. And so, again, while I understand the need for caution, I absolutely, no one wants to cause any harm for these kids or adults, whoever's playing. We haven't seen evidence, though, that because due to the nature of sports being such a fluid type of activity. You know, you see it sometimes with baseball, though, when they're all standing at first base, but again, they are standing next to each other for a prolonged period of time. But all these other sports tend to be movement sports, and again, the likelihood of transmission appears, from what we understand so far, to be very low.
Yeah, I do wonder, with this new order, when the Tigers come back to Detroit, do the Tigers have to wear a mask when they're playing baseball? That will be interesting. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good point here. And again, MHSAA is trying to get an explanation from the governor, maybe some of the wording changed, so those kids aren't wearing those masks in-game, high school and youth sports. So we'll see how it plays out. Dr. Ed Cornelia, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, sports doc, family physician, our medical insider. Dr. K, when I heard about the mask situation, I wanted to get your opinion. Thanks for texting it to me. We relayed that on air, and also putting you on live today was well worth it. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
All right. Dr. K, as he's known, Ed Cornelia, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, with his opinion on kids and adults wearing masks when working out or playing sports.